guys ever seen a movie called, thank you, Moody Blues? Have you ever seen a movie? What the fuck is the name of this thing, man? This is nuts. It's not nuts. It's interesting. Strosek. S-T-R-O-S-Z-E-K. Notice I gave it the Russian. Strosek. Bruno S., an ex-convict, played by Bruno S., a hooker, Eva Mattes, and an old man, Clement Scheitz, leave Berlin to start over in Wisconsin. 1977. Boy, I tell you, there were some good fucking movies out of Europe in the late 70s, not the least of which was Lena Wertmuller's Seven Beauties, and I don't know when Swept Away came out, maybe earlier in the 70s. And then that goddamn movie I watched the other night, you know, you guys, I told you about it with Geraldine Chaplin. It was creepy. One of the creepiest fucking movies I've ever seen. She plays a chick that stalks her ex-husband. What the hell was that flick? I don't know how I discovered it, but anyway. This movie is from the late 70s, but it looks pretty contemporary, the way it's photographed, the quality of the cinematography, the so anyway, fuck this shit. get it out of here, man. Don't show me interesting things. I gotta. Oh, The Stand. Wow, there's another movie. Remember, that came out when I was in Miami. All right, so what are we doing here, man? Let's grab the CNN. Well, let's do it. Let's do it. But don't be alone. Now, 95% of buildings in Barbuda damaged. ABS-TV Antigua producer who flew to Barbuda by helicopter. What is ABS? The American Broadcasting Suck? What is that? It's fucked. It's fucked up. Jesus Christ. How the fuck? You know, it's an interesting. If you want to just look at the reality of that part of the world, the Caribbean, it is populated with the descendants of slaves brought there against their will by the European powers of England, France. And then England and France were, you know, driven out. And the slaves, now the freed descendants of the slaves, now they've inhabited this shithole. Now, I say shithole figuratively. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Blah, 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 blah. But they have this deadly fucking environment that they have decided. But how do you decide? It's like me saying, well, I think I'll go back to Ireland because I just don't like it here. Where the fuck am I going to go in Ireland? What do I know about Ireland? What do I give a fuck about Ireland, you know? I've had such a reaction. The more people talk about their proud European roots, the more I reject mine. The more I talk, I disparage it, you know? Because they're so fucking down on black people or any person of color talking about their roots, their pride, because we're all Americans. Until we get to the goddamn, you know, English American, Irish American, fucking gypsy American, this kind of shit, and then everybody's all running around holding their dicks and talking about where their people are from. Well, fuck that. That's what I say to the fucking Irish. That's what I say to my Irish American heritage. Fuck that. All right. I mean, of course, I'm kidding, but I'm not going to sit here and run around. By the way, not apropos of anything, but I just got an interview request from reps for Phil Proctor of the old Firesign Theater. He's written a book. And I want to do a show called Radio Dogs. I'm going to do a show called Radio Dogs. And Radio Dogs will be about, it will feature people in radio. And it will, we'll talk about radio. We'll talk about how fucked up management was. We'll talk about, we'll name names. Well, we'll see. But don't be alone. What the fuck did you do, Henry? What did you do? Huh? What? It's too far away. I'm having to, you know, way too fucking far fucking away, man. Oh, look at this. We got a little bit more room. Got a little bit more room. But that. I don't have to pull my dick over this thing now. So what do I want to do? Is that weather? By my field. What? I'm not installing anything. Yeah, cancel installation. Fuck you. Installation my ass. What's up, Thunder? You want to go outside? My motherfucking cat. My motherfucking cat. What is this? Oh, there you go. Hold on for a minute. Obviously, I've got other fucking goddamn things I got to do here. What are you talking about, man? Don't be alone. Come on, give me a break, will you? Give me the fucking real deal here, Jack. That's it. Google search. There you go. We want Google search, huh? And let's do this, man. Don't. There's something squirrely about this Weather Channel. This Weather Channel website I'm accessing. It just doesn't seem real. I mean, it seems like it's a fake site or something. Fuck if I know, man. Here's fucking Irma. Yeah, I'm just looking for. And probably what I do is just. Let me do this, man. Let's get our shit together here. News and information. And, dink. A dink. A dink.
Live coverage of Irma. Weather Channel. Irma headed toward Florida.
Yes, I gather.
In case you just, you're not clear. Don't, you know, bother us with any of these nonsensical things you're doing, Mr. Enriquez.
You gonna piss me off, man?
So that's from our television set. And, no, there.
Oh, I dig. Well, what is, what? What? Oh, well, that's interesting, isn't it?
So we do is do this. So then we also have this.
Don't be alone.
Hurricane. That's what I mean. There's something that doesn't look right about this. This channel I have. Just, but it is updating. So this shows you, this is kind of a quasi. Now that is one of the tracks, right? You can see a lot of the heavier rain is around the right, eastern side of Florida. I have never in my life, and there is a Reese's Pieces commercial, so, which is my favorite candy, which I'm sure is probably yours too. And one of these days we should meet together, all of us, and have a fucking Reese's party. I'm serious. We need to get together and have a goddamn Reese's party, because I am telling you. Thunder, what do you want? Hold on for a minute, dudes.
Dudes and dudettes. What do you want, babe? Want to go outside? Come on.
No. We should get together and have a Reese's party, you know. We'll have a Phil Henry Reese's party. We'll eat nothing but Reese's Pieces and, you know, just OD on that shit. Christ, I fucking love that shit, right? Now, what do we drink with that? You can't drink booze. Milk? Probably we should drink something that will neutralize the damaging effects of the sugar, you know, if I was to be responsible.
Yes, Phil. Well, we did notice, and we're very put off by the Christians. There's only 43% of, and I had an emergency meeting, and I told them all to just chill the fuck out.
Word up, babe. Ow!
Do I have notebook here? See, this is something here. This is the deal here. I can do notebook here. I don't have to worry about nothing, man. All programs. Sticky notes. Sticky note is not what I call, but you know what? We can use it. Oh, God. Forget it. Should have known. Georgia, South Carolina. What is this? This is Irma Wind Gusts. By Monday at 11:30. Through next week, rain forecast. Flooding and mudslide threat high. As you watch this, folks, obviously we're not live. We are. And there's my Reese's commercial. God damn, that's some good candy. No question about it. Oh, we are looking at here. Look at that's the traffic there on I-95. Well, it's moving. They say traffic is backed up. It looks like it's moving. That looked like it was out of the Keys, didn't it, that road? It looked like a causeway over water, and a long causeway over water. And in Florida, the only long causeway over water that I can think of offhand is down in the Keys, because everything else that goes over water in Florida, in the Intercoastal Canal, it's like the bridges. There's no long causeway that goes up the Intercoastal Canal, not over water. And there may be some causeways that go over some lakes. But what's this cat talking about now? That's Miami? One of the most fun I ever had in Miami was bar hopping on Biscayne Bay. Look at this. Bar hopping on Biscayne Bay, getting into a boat, and there's good old South Beach. I love Miami. I love Miami. I didn't say I love Florida. I love Miami. Big fucking difference. Big ass difference. A lot of people hate Miami. Neil was the voice of Miami, and he says he hated Miami. I don't believe it. Wow. Is that Irma? Or Harvey, I don't know what it is. Anyway, what was I going to say? I can't remember. I don't want to delete shit, bitch. Tell me. So we are kind of a little slow getting off the mark here. Supposed to have fired the show at 9 o'clock. We're going to be firing around 9:30. But again, this is all on tape. And one of the things I have to make damn sure is happening is our streaming, our live streaming. When did we put this computer in? We put this computer in late last week. Okay, the new Mac. See, my what I want to do is replace all these machines with Macs, but I got a camera I got to fix. I got a lot of stuff, man. Irma slams Caribbean. That's CNN that I'm looking at there. Here is this is the Weather Channel. That's obviously, now here is the track. And in that so-called cone, man, you know, it can be either on the far, far west, the far, far east. It can be right in the middle. That is something I don't think that they're able to predict. Gaston Brown here now, the Prime Minister of Antigua. Man, they got fucking nailed. That must have been scary as shit, because guess what? Guess what you can't do down there? Evacuate. Where are you going to go? I'll get on my boat and I'll just try to stay ahead of it. Looks like a bomb went off, said somebody in St. Thomas. So you can see there above my left shoulder, there is the eye spinning toward the edge of Cuba, heading right toward Key West. And then I heard that there were some alcoholics down in the Keys that said they were going to fucking ride it out. Look at this. This woman needed this last generator, and this stranger gave it to her. And she just broke down crying. This man had the last generator, and he gave it to her. And now another message from Reese's Pieces. You know, that's great product. I don't give a shit. That's a great ad buy right there. That's a great ad buy there. I'm watching weather, bang. And then there's comfort food, see? It's not even irritating. It's like, oh, I gotta have... We did this 25 years ago with Hurricane Andrew, and it's just an amazing thing that we know we had.
what we have to look forward to. Is it fun? Fuck no. And it's worse than with Andrew. We're just praying for the best. Meaning, yes, I'm scared. I'm terrified. Three of my kids are gone. They took off. They couldn't stay here. Emotionally, they couldn't handle it. So, you know, but we're going to be here. Why are you staying there, you fucking moron? Your wife wants to leave. Your wife wants to leave, you cunt. Jesus H. Christ. Your wife wants to go. Because I passed Hurricane, I know what it is. This is bigger. And you're staying. What a genius, huh? Here, have yourself a Reese's Pieces, Jack. I'm telling you, I can't believe I'm not an alcoholic, given my affinity for chocolate. Don't they say if you have a big thing for chocolate, you must be an alcoholic? Maybe I am an alcoholic. I'm just, you know, I'm completely addicted to alcohol, but I'm just so fucking strong that I can overcome its effects and just kick ass. Should we put it on CNN or should we have it on here on this weather thing? I don't know. I like this. Here's Kate Parker Media. And a lot of you people are, what is it gonna kill me? Who knows? Storm surges. And you know what a storm surge is, right? It's a big goddamn wall of fucking water where the water is going to be a much, much higher on shore than it usually is. And you saw that Key West was in that area. Key West, a series of islands. If you could bury anything underwater, it's a little fucking key off the, you know, coast of Florida like that. And yet there's some alcoholics that say they're going to ride it out. What are you going to do, man, when you're sitting there in the bar drinking the last drop of booze and a wall of water just comes pouring ass right through your little shithole there? Look at this. These are the wind gusts. Through Tuesday at 7 a.m., they slow down to 10 miles an hour. The rain outlook through next week, and you'll see there, green is less than an inch. Well, they ain't got any of that. And here's more Reese's Pieces. But don't be alarmed by my fields then my forests. Monster hurricane slams Caribbean. Miami braces for direct hit. Well, there is the what is that? There's Lake Okeechobee, right? Yeah. The Gulf Coast there to the left, the Atlantic Coast to the right. We're looking somewhere in the middle of the state. My friend, as I mentioned, I haven't heard from Liz, and she's, you know, busy. She's not going to be, like, staying in touch with me, but she was the one person I was really kind of doing a little bit of regular checking in with. I wonder if she's... Let's see. Got a lot of messages here. Everybody wanting to play pool. If you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I love to play this pool game called 8-Ball Pool. Get the app. We all play it. I play, you know, I play Melissa. I play Sue. I play my man Bernie. I play August. I play a couple other people. And I'll be back at you guys, but hold the phone. Bernie and I got into this WGT golf, but I'm not... All right. Anyway. What is that? Those are downloads. What is that? Those are downloads. What is that? Those are downloads. One of the things I love about this new computer is that it doesn't work like any fucking computer I know. Here is parts of care. Absolutely. What is this? Messages from people? Wait. Irma's been blamed for at least 6 deaths so far. That's not a lot, considering how bloody powerful this bitch is. 185, 190 mile an hour winds. That is Hurricane Andrew. Hurricane Andrew was a brutal motherfucker. Puerto Rico was, it was kind of a glance off of Puerto Rico. That was what my understanding was. Watching and waiting. What did you just do, Henry? What are you doing, motherfucker? Oh, fuck my arm. 600 miles from what? Irma's size comparison. That's 600 miles from one side of it to the next. Christ, is that a long way? That's twice the size of the distance between LA and San Francisco. That's almost two trips. Here's where we'd like it to go, but then, you know, that's dumb, because then it'll go to Tassas. Yes, that's right, Jip. So then, there, well, let's put it on Miami. Well, I don't know. Thank you. And then it gets bigger, and bigger, and then bigger! Creeps. Trying to get out of Irma's path. Who are these clowns? Who's our law enforcement? Oh, Jay Santos. Trying to get out of Irma's path and the atmosphere that have been making it such that, first of all, gotten so strong, and second of all, has maintained its strength so well. So this is bad. It's something else. I got to tell you something. I've been in hurricanes before. Well, actually, no, I haven't, but this motherfucker. So there was Irma. She came across the Atlantic from Africa. These start out as tropical depressions over the continent of Africa. They enter the ocean and pick up speed as a tropical storm. Then they become a hurricane. Tropical depression. Oh, yeah, tropical storm. And then it became a Cat 5 somewhere over that island. And then all hell broke loose. What? The lift. Oh, more Reese's Pieces. Oh, guess not. No, there is not a Category 6 hurricane. There's a Category 5, no Category 6. So, suck on it. Why? Because we've never had anything like that.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. So there you have it. New warnings in South Florida. Now, what am I looking at here? I'm looking right now for my Jay Santos Highway Patrol thing. There it is. Now, sometimes you have to go to the good stuff there, man, and that's what we're going to be doing. What is this, some pal of his on the... So what do you think, Billy? Well, where I am right now, it's my house is right in the path of a storm. Why aren't you leaving? Because I want to make sure that I'm tracking the wind speed. The only way you'll track wind speed at that particular juncture, my friend, is that it picks you up and sends you sailing through the air, and somehow you've got a speedometer attached to your ass. That's very funny. Miami could get a direct hit. That's what CNN is saying. Meanwhile, these guys are checking the whole thing down. All right. What am I doing? This fucking guy with the bunny rabbit. Poor little animals. Somebody, I just found out that a friend of my wife's, or my ex-wife, Maria, a friend, quote-unquote, of hers, didn't want to have her dog anymore, so just gave it up. She just gave it to another family. They had the dog 9 years. The animal died, basically, just from loneliness, a broken heart, who knows why, but it died within a few months. Six, 9 years they had this dog, and she just couldn't be bothered anymore. You know what, you motherfucker? I'm not going to tell you who she is. I don't give a fuck if she sees this. I am tired of this, man. Like I said, the older I get, the more about animals I am, you know, because they're the weakest thing. They're the most defenseless thing we have, domesticated animals. And the way some people treat them, Christ, I ain't kidding you. I got nothing to lose. I'm an old man. I find somebody abusing an animal, I'll put a fucking metal pipe through their throat. I'm not kidding. It would enrage me to that point. Treat an animal like that? Anyway, all right, so we're looking for, yes. This has been, I tell you, I feel like I'm coming out on the other side of a really very confusing period. With all of this equipment malfunction and the move, and I feel like I haven't even really been paying attention to a lot of like marketing, advertising, all that shit. Everything else is just sort of taken front and center. And you know, when you have a company, and we have a webmaster, and they also handle marketing for us, you just have to trust. I think one of the problems that I've had throughout my life is I've always been too hands-on, and I've always been always doubted my own. I always thought people were fucking me, you know. So I jump right in there, and I wind up making enemies of people, and they hate my guts because I'm in there. What? You trying to fuck me? What are you doing? You know, this kind of thing. So I got to just chill the fuck out. All right. 9:30. Bobby and Jay Santos. Bobby. Now, I want to do one thing here. I'm ready to go, man. I'll bet the rest of you, but I'm ready to fucking go.
My back itches.
All right. Here we go.
I said, please hear my plea. Come dance.
Love it, baby. Love that. Love that. Man, I'm telling you right now, the best part about moving the studio, all this spaghetti junction wire fucking bullshit, we're going to finally have everything, you know, everything is going to be labeled, everything is going to be marked, we know where everything goes, all the cabling is going to be nice and straight and beautiful, no more crawling around and looking for shit. Ugh. All right, man.